First Rashi in this week's parsha, famous Rashi. Mayin and Shmita Etzel Hasina, right? Pasuk says, "Vaydaber Shalom Moshe baHasina Aleimo." Mayin and Shmita Etzel Hasina. It's a kasha that reverberates. Every child knows the kasha. Why dafka by the mitzvah Shmita does the pasuk say baHasina Aleimo? So Rashi gives an answer, which L'chayra Pash Pshat doesn't really answer the question, but what's the answer to the kasha? Why dafka by mitzvah Shmita does the pasuk say Bahar Sinai? All the Torah, the whole Torah is given on Har Sinai, not just mitzvah Shmita. It seems from this parasha that there's a very special connection between Shmita and Har Sinai. So what is that connection? There's another pasuk in this week's parasha, and that's another very famous pasuk. Again, this is a klaliyistik avodah. The other pasuk says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodahem asher tzeisi yoisem eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael are the avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to also understand what's this connection, why this is a klaliyistik fact that we are avodim of Hashem. Why is it dafka over here, Bashas Bahar, it's all the way to Bahar to hear that we are avodim of Hashem? But the Svasem says it twice in this week's parasha, but it's the Yisod that we want to discuss and bring out. You haven't got a Svasem in front of you, so I'm not going to read the Svasem word for word. Parts of it, yes, but not the whole piece. It's a long piece. Basically, the Svasem says...
Which year? Which piece?
The piece is the last piece just before Tov Resh Nun, the year Tov Resh Nun. He says it early in the parasha as well, but here he says it clear. Basically, we all know that every Yid has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved and as a Ben. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both Avinu and he's Malkeinu. When is he Avinu and when is he Malkeinu? At what point is he Avinu Malkeinu? So the Sfarim, Sfasem is included, also in this week's parasha has a mahalach, that during the week we are Avodim of Hashem, and Shabbos we become Bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what basically is the difference, is the change in Avodah between being an Eved of Hashem and between being a Ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So here the Sfasema says a beautiful chilk. Ki tzarech ish Yisrael l'aved es Hashem es baruch b'pchinas eved uben. Why? Hari, why can't it just be either or? We are bonim of Hashem. So let's serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as bonim. Right? You don't tell your father, I'm also your son and I'm also your slave. He's not going to take that as a compliment. You're a ben. If you're a ben, you're a ben. Whatever you do, do as a ben. Why do we have to be as a vodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well? Let the goyim be a vodim of Hashem. Says the Heligas Vasem as the following. Ki hini bonim atem uvadai ha-neshomas. Bonim atem is mitzad ha-neshoma. Shem chelek alakayim imal. Ubaguf, tzrichin li as eved la-neshoma. The guf has to be an eved to the neshoma. Locho v'levatel es ha-guf. And behein beis yitziras, and that's the two yitzas that we have, the yitzah toiv and the yitzah hara. Olam hazeh and olam haba. Goes on, he expands and he says that's why there's Abbas Hashem and there's Yiras Hashem. Basically, the point that Svasemis is making is the following. There's a part of us that doesn't want to do Ratzon Hashem. There's a part of us that wants to stay in bed in the morning. There's a part of us that has a natural drive to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Sometimes on a Friday night, you get into a Koyechso, if you get into a Dveikus to Kenigan, and you almost feel like you just want to take off. That's the relationship of a Ben. A Ben to the half, where that's an inner relationship where Mayim Rabim La Yochle L'Chabes is a Hava, nothing can extinguish such a Hava. But during the week, we don't always feel like that. Right? During the week, a person sometimes feels that he can't be bothered. A person sometimes feels it's too much for him. A person sometimes feels that the physical limitations that he has are stopping him. So what's his avoider then? He doesn't feel like a Ben. If you tell him to do the mitzvah, he'll say, okay, I'll do it. That's an Eved talking, that's not a Ben talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person that a person should have sometimes the feeling that he's a Ben and sometimes the feeling that he's an Eved. When he's an Eved, he has to realize he's an Eved mitzad haguf. And if he's an Eved mitzad haguf, he has to function like an Eved. A Ben knows that he can get away with it. A Ben knows that he can get away with it. An Eved can't get away with it. When it comes to Avodas HaGuf, a person's going to realize that he's an Eved and he has to do Ratzon Hashem. There's no question and there's no choice in the matter. So Semes is machalik between early in the parasha taka, between Shabbos and during the week. But we want to discuss what's nagat to this week's parasha to explain the chilik between HaSinai and Mitzvah Shmita. Or to explain the connection between them. So the famous Yisod in Chassidus, Hasfemis also brings down, and that is Yitzias Mitzrayim was Yitzias Aguf. Matan Torah was Yitzias Anashom. In other words, in Mitzrayim, we had hard labor, there was Shivat Aguf. We weren't yet Bechinus Behem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, we became immediate Avodim Vashem. As all the Sfarim say. It wasn't that we came out of Mitzrayim, we went free. We went free from this Odoin, and we went right into the Rishus of another Odoin, of the Rabban Shalom. We came out of Mitzrayim as Avodim. We learned to Mitzrayim discipline, we learned to Mitzrayim to obey orders or else. We learned to Mitzrayim how to be Meshavad Aguf. And that's Be'emus. Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim is when we stay up late, we stay up all night, we're tired, we're exhausted, we force ourselves on and on. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the Yitzias of the Guf. And it teaches us how a person is going to be Meshavad his Guf as an Evet to an Adam. Matan Torah, that's where we became Bonim Lashem Lekech. Bonim Lashem Lekech goes far beyond any imagination of the Dveikus and the connection we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hari Matan Torah is much more powerful. Matan Torah, we mafter it in Maisim Merkava. Right? There's two Maisim Merkavas, the Maisim Merkava in Yecheskel and the Maisim Merkava in Yeshaya. It's the sugya then the Megillah, you are maftir in Maisim Merkava, you're not maftir in Maisim Merkava. The only time a maftir in Maisim Merkava is Pashas Yisroi, that's the Merkava of Yeshaya, and Leil Shavuos, which is the Maisim Merkava of Yecheskel. Maisim Merkava is something that the sugya in Chagiga, where you're not really allowed to learn it, Bechla. You should skip it. But nevertheless, Shavuos is a relationship between the Ben and the Naaf. The relationship between the Ben and the Naaf knows no limits. Enachalami during the year, we're a goof and a neshama. You can't break through to understand the Maisim Merkava where you're a goof. Shavuos is a time where a person's kula in neshama de kula ben la'av. That's why the whole hachana to Shavuos is an avadik hachana. If you read Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, where Ilmolei Oimoi Yevshach wouldn't dare say such a thing. The famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, says that the psukim introducing Maimed Asina out of order. Chodesh Ashlishi Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meif Yisrael Bayom Azeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Next pasuk Bayisum Refidim Bayevo Midbar Sinai. It's out of order. He didn't arrive to HaSinai before we left Refidim. We first left Refidim and then we arrived at HaSinai. It's out of order. So what does Aruch Chaim HaKadosh say? Avo Mekalkel Es Asashura. In other words, Avo, the middah of Avo, the middah of love, is a dangerous middah. It goes out of control. So the Kehli's Meramis to show that the Eibishter's Avo to Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch had such an Ava, he was so excited to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, that things went out of control in the way Ilu, in the Torah, and the Psukim went out of order. And obviously there's a Chesh, but why the Psukim went out of order? In order that HaKadosh Baruch had to show us how much Ava he has to give us the Torah. So you see, Shavuos is Mitzad and Neshama. Shavuos is a relationship of a Ben and an Av. And that's why we count the Sfiris Oimer. Sfiris Oimer, this is all a matzav of Gaguim. It's all a matzav of yearning and Gaguim and missing. This all belongs to the Chelek Ahava. That's Shavuos. But nevertheless, a person has to realize that if he's not Meshabed his goof to the Yetzer Toiv, he doesn't get rid of his Yetzer Horaz. If a person is not Oivin on the Sur Meira as an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fight against the Ra, he'll never be able to feel the Gishmak of the Ahava, what it means to be Bonim Atem Lashem Lekech. So that's the sequence of events. It begins Pesach, where we came out as Avodim, and our Guf came out of Golus. And from now on, our Guf becomes Meshubat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from now on, we're learning the Avoid of Sur Meira. We're learning the Avoid of how to be Meshabat HaYetzahara, and how to fight our Guf. And then, when a person learns how to do that, when he succeeds in Avoid of Sur Meira, then he starts feeling the innermost, he's broken through the Guf. Now he can start feeling the Neshama, which is a Ben Ah, which is a son-father relationship. And that's the Hachana to Chag HaShavuos, which is completely Kol Kuloi, the Mordek Ava relationship. So that's what the Svasema says, is the Chilik. That's why you need both of them, you need the Ben and you need the Av. Could be, that's the Pshat, in the reason why Shmita is Nismach to Hasina. Because it could be Ba'omek Hadavar, if you think of it deep, you see that the Chiddush of Shmita and Hasina coming together is a Mordek Chiddush, what we say. Har Sinai is Ava. Har Sinai is a Shabbos dikemida. Har Sinai kula alma the Torah is nitna on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the neshama yisera. Shabbos is the ben av relationship. Shavuos is the ben av relationship. Shmita is a mitzvah that applies to farmers. It applies to sheishes Yimei Hamaisa, Sheshes Yomim Ta'asa Malachtecha. So L'chayra, which mitzvah should have been Nismach Ta'asina in the Torah? Tell the Torah, Faisa, Dibar Tabom. Ba'asina Aleimoy. Medab Hashem Moshe Ba'asina Aleimoy. Negisa Ba'yem Amalayla. No, Medab Hashem Moshe Ba'asina Aleimoy with Mitzvah Shmit. What's happening over here in Mitzvah Shmit? Shabbos in the week is coming together. This is the Avoider of Ben La'av, which is Sinai, which is Kabbalah Satoira, with the mitzvah of Shmita. Shmita of Shmita is making Shabbos out of the week. It's talking to the farmers, it's talking to the Sheshes Yom and Ta'as Melachtecha, who work all 6 years. And B'shona Shviyis, Shnas Shabbosan Yil Oretz. It's bringing Har Sinai, it's bringing the Gevaltiga Ahava that we have to Hashem and Hashem has to us. Where you bring it to, you bring it out in the field. To teach a person that no person, even a person who's basically busy all his life, where he goes out every day, he goes out to the field, but he also has to have an opportunity to tune in to the Hasina, to tune in to the Gvaltiga Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So that's the smichus of Hasina Dafka to the mitzvah of Shmita. To make the weekday into Shabbos, to make the Yira into Ava, to make the Eved into a Ben. That's our whole Avoida. If a person feels that his avoid is more avoid of Sul Meira, he'll never feel the Gishmak in Yiddishkeit. The avoid of Sul Meira should have never been there. What do I mean should have never been there? How do you get to a Seta without Sul Meira? Sfar Magdashim say that the whole avoid of Sul Meira was a later avoid. It didn't begin. There was no avoid of Sul Meira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava when he created the world. How do we know? Very simple. Avram is which midah? The midah of Asay Tov and Sul Meira. Asay Toiv, Yitzchok. Why did he come first? Why does Avram come first? And Asay Sadibras says Zocha v'Shama Dibur Echad Ne'emu. Zocha is a mitzvah Asay, which avoid is that Sumira Asay Toiv. Asay Toiv, Shamor.
Sumira,
like Sas says. Sorry.
Love
the Shamor. Asay is before like Sas says. So what happened? Why is that? How do you understand Avodah Asay Toiv before Sumira? Everybody, every child knows Avodah Sumira Asay Toiv. But the Teretz is that Avodah, the Eibishter wants a person, the Ikar relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for sure the Ben Av relationship. No question about it. And that's where a person, the Chazal say that Tamid HaChachamim are called Shabbos. Tamid HaChachamim are called Shabbos. Tfer Shleim says, V'shofsa is Vav Kei with Shabbos, the word Shabbos in between. The avoida of every Yid, the avoida of Chachamim and Tzadikim is the avoida to be miyached the Vav Kei of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Which Yidin do that? The Shabbos to Yidin. The Tamid Chachamim are considered Shabbos all week long. So the ik avoida is not avoida of a Ben Lav. We have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to get up in the morning. As soon as we get up in the morning, we have to think, ah, Gevaltig and Dveikus and Islavus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we have another day ahead of us, Avodas Hashem. You don't wake up as an Eved, you're supposed to wake up as a... You have to use, when the Yetzirah gets very strong, a person has to use the avoid of an of Avdus, but Avadu, the avoid of Ava, Leben. We have to feel sons, children to HaKadosh Baruch at all times. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch created the world, so there was supposed to only be the avoid of Asay Toiv. If we would have succeeded and excelled in Asay Toiv and Ava, then the Ra would have been destroyed. Other Rishon Eitan Eitzadas. So he brought in the Ra to himself. Now you need the avoid of Sumi Rav Asay Toiv. But it's not the Eibishter. When the Eibishter is talking to us, Havadit Zocha before Shoma. It's only as a result, it's only b'di'evet that we have the avoid of Sumi Rav Asay Toiv. And made it therefore in this week's parashas, Nischadu Shegevalti Gazach, that even for the people working out in the field where their Ika is Sumi Rav, they are weekday people, they're working out in the field all 6 years. Says the Eibishter, I want you always to remember the best midah, which you're supposed to excel in, the midah that you're supposed to be mishtoikik, the midah that you're supposed to try to attain more, is the midah of Sinai, the midah of Kabbalah Satoira, the midah where we became bonim l'atem l'ashem l'keich. And that's why there's a smichas of Sinai to mitzvah dafka, mitzvah of Shmita. If Sinai would have been nisbach to a pasuk that discusses ruchnias kuloi, so I would have thought that when you're Isaac in ruchnias, then you're a ben. When you're Isaac in gashmias, then you're an eved. Love dafka. It's a b'di'evit if it has to be that way. But like a tchila, a person should have the avatar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person should eat, like the famous saying, a person should eat only because he wants to make the bracha. Or even we're human beings and we want to eat as well because we're hungry. But a person should be more excited for the bracha than for the food. That's being more excited for the Ben-Av relationship than having to make a bracha. I'm so hungry, I wish I could eat without a bracha. But I have to make a bracha. Make a bracha. No. A person should be more excited for the bracha. Should eat to make the bracha. And that's how it goes in every single... That's what Bilam Arasha saw. Now he says the psukim, Kelovi Yikimenu, Kari Yechalovi Mi Yikimenu. He saw our Klal Yisrael get up like a lion. We're so excited. So many mitzvahs. Mitzvah of tzitzis, mitzvah of netilas yadayim, mitzvah of tefillin, mitzvah of krishma, mitzvah of birchas hatorah. He was so excited. He saw how Yidden are excited. That's the ahava, the commitment. That's what we're preparing ourselves for Sfiris Oimer. That's the countdown we're having every day Sfiris Oimer, like the Rechaim HaKadosh says, to bring out the gaguim of Klal Yisrael. It's behind us already. A person who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu only with Yira, that's a bechin of only Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's a bechina, a certain bechina in a way of a behemoth. That's why Yitzis Mitzrayim we were mechayiv to bring the korban oimer. What's the korban oimer? Korban oimer is a machul behemoth. Why? Because an animal understands. The owner has a stick, then he hits the animal, and that's what the animal understands. The animal doesn't understand. He doesn't feel any closeness to his odoim. So therefore, when Kaddish came out of Mitzrayim, they were meshabed their guf that they're going to force themselves to do Ratzon Hashem from now on. That's a korban soirim. That's a machul behemoth. When you come to Shavuos, you bring the korban Shtei Alechem, which is the korban of Odom, Michael Odom. Odom meaning Odom Rishon, where you have the Aluf Yishal Olam in your mind all the time, where a person is excited for his Avodas Hashem. So that's Vaked, that's what we're preparing ourselves for. That's the contrast between Avodah becoming from the Yira to becoming an Avodah that should be a Bechina of Kula of Kulei Ahava. But obviously a person has to realize that even if he works himself to a level of Kulei Ahava, so you have to realize that Ava is Takama Kalkelas, it's Ashura. And therefore, every person, even after he's reached the Ava, he needs a Yira. But that's already a Hecher Yira, that's already a Yira of Yira Saroimimus, that's already a Yira that he's not Pashat scared of Yira Sacheid, that's a Hecher Madrega. But a person has to realize that the Ika Avoida Taka is the Avoida of Ava. And the same thing goes when a person learns Gemara and a person learns Kolatera Kulu. Everybody in the Ran Kalina says that Gemara is Miloshen Gomra, glowing coals. A person has to learn Gemara with a Moedik Dvekas and a Moedik Eslavas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person sometimes has to force himself. He doesn't. He's not in the mood of learning Gemara, so sometimes he has to force himself to learn Gemara. But that's not the Ikka Avoida. That's not the Ikka Avoida every morning to force yourself to learn Gemara. The Ikka Avoida is to enjoy the Gemara, to have Eslavas of Gemara. A person's got to be on guard, and therefore a person has to have in Yonim of Yir. So the Enochanami, we're also a Ben, and we're also an Eved. Be'ikka. With the ben. The Maisa, Rav Tzadik says that the Maisa mitzvah itself, a person should enjoy and should have Moedik and Dvekas, like with the Ava of doing the ben doing Rotzen Av. The bracha that precedes, Shekedishon, Melakelekenu, Melech Oilam, Shekedishon, Mitzvah, Vitzivonu, there is a Bechina of Avdus, just to make sure he does the bracha, just to keep him in the right frame of mind. But once he's Oisik in the actual mitzvah itself, then he's not an Eved anymore, then he's a Bechina's ben. So a person's always playing around with these two. With these two avoiders.
Two points. By Pesach we always say Avas Chesed Noraich Bechina Ava and Avram Avinu. And also,
I want to answer that straight away. That was coming mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. In other words, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescue us and save us? And Pesach is Mizgala the Moridika Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. But the avoid of Klal Yisrael has to bring back that Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only Shavuos. Where does it say Ponim Beponim Diba Hashem Imochem? Matan Torah. It doesn't say Ponim Beponim Diba Hashem Imochem by Asina, by Yitzis Mitzrayim. So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same Bechina as you melamed the child Kol HaTorah Kula before he's born. It also shows an Amoritika Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, Kaviyachul, desperate to give us the Torah. But then we've got to work hard on it. Then starts an avoid of Yira until we get back to where we were. So Leitz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us, listen, you're becoming my avodim. You've left Paroi. Paroi didn't like you. You were his slaves and the Odom didn't like you. I love you. And therefore you're becoming my avodim, and the tachlis of you becoming my avodim is eventually to leave the avdus and become a bonim atam Hashem Nekech. So it began a shlav, and we get to Shavuos. Then it's nizgale k'mayim upon him. That same Ava that Hashem had us for on Pesach, we have back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Kabbalah.
So why all the mitzvahs should be zecher matan Torah? Why are all the mitzvahs Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Because Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim is a parallel to Zecher Ma'aseh Bereishis. Whenever we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to realize that then we became the Am, then we became, it all starts from there. So we have to realize that whenever we say the mitzvahs are a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, means that these mitzvahs are b'shoyrish the Am Yisrael. In other words, these are the fundamentals of being an Am Yisrael. But about that, nobody's going to say that Klal Yisrael on a higher level Yetzias Mitzrayim than whoever Kabbalah Satoyer. That doesn't mean that you always have to say Zecher Kabbalah Satoyer. We have to say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim because that's when we became an Am. And we have to realize that Torah mitzvahs are Shabbat Chabonim Kol Am Anachon Asoros. The Torah mitzvahs, that's the fundamental of being Klal Yisrael, of being an Am. And that Am we became by Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Ava that we feel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Mamish, Ava is Makalkelis, and that's why we take the Haftorah we have, is Haftorah the Maisa Merkoba and Shavuos. Shavuos, nothing can stop us. The Eibishna gives us an opportunity, go learn Maisa Merkoba. The rest of the year you're not allowed to. Shavuos, stay up all night. Shavuos is a thing where it's completely out of control.
Teaching Maisa Merkoba this year?
It's Pirushim. Cheskul Perek Aleph is Pirushim, full of Pirushim.
You didn't answer the question.
But there's no. If you want to come to buy a gun, actually. I don't know if I'm being in town. But anyways, the Nakuda is that Shavuos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us. It's like a Bechina. Which other day is a day of Kabbalah Satorah? Purim. It's 2 days in a year where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go out of control. Go out of control. Right? Purim is Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is more than Ava than Torah Shabbiksav. I don't know, we need another Shmiz for that. But Torah Shabbal Peh is the Ika Ava. If you want to look at what I mean, you look up at the Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of Parashas Noach. That what shows our Ava, real Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In other words, when do we show our real, that we're breaking ourselves for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Torah Shabbiksav or Perkei Zeneshech? Torah Shabbal Peh brings out the Mordika Ava. So Purim is even a greater Ava than Kabbalah Sator and Torah Shmiksav. So by Kabbalah Sator Shmiksav, the Eibusha says, learn Maisim Merkova. But don't get drunk. Purim, the Eibusha says, you can go completely out of the Ava that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there we can go completely out of control. Because that's the Ava of Bechinas of Kabbalah Sator Shabbal Peh. Both the Kabbalah Sator Shmiksav and the Kabbalah Sator Shabbal Peh, both are Mechiach, this Mordika Ava that we feel back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's mamush. The emes is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so excited to give us the Torah. It's like a father who's working and saving up to buy the gift for his son, and he keeps on telling his son every day that in 20 days you're getting this gift. It's all wrapped up in 20 years. You get it in 20 days. You're getting this gift, and the next day he phones up. 19 days you're getting the gift, and then the son says, "Okay, you know what else is news?" The father is so excited to give it to the son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so excited that it's Ava Mekalkelis, it's Ashura, that the psukim are written out of order, and he's so excited to give us the Torah. How do we give back that excitement to him? So the minimal amount of derech eretz is to show our excitement that we're also so excited for the Torah. To be misbinding in these days, what a mordika matana toiva the Torah is. That the heilige Torah, the Torah Kedosh, is something that the malachim couldn't get. It's something that nobody could get. He's just keeping it chemda genuzai lefanai. The Torah was doyrus and doyrus lefnei b'riyas ha'olam. And nobody could get their hands on it. Only Klal Yisrael. The avoda is to show our Ava Mekalkelis Hashura back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by being moisif and being putting in extra effort, putting in mamish ke'ilu b'bechinas mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh always shows an ahava. Mesiris nefesh always shows an ahava. We're into it now, but the Shlomo Melech writes in She'ashirim, toichai rotza v'ahava. The Mishkan was a mockum which was toichai rotza v'ahava. What was the Chanukas of Mishkan? Not about you being moisif nefesh, dying al kiddush Hashem. Mesiris nefesh shows ahava. How you mechanech ahava by being moisa nefesh for what you love. So the same thing by the Kabbalah Satorah. What happened by Kabbalah Satorah? Paruch HaNishmosim. Paruch HaNishmosim. We had such ahava. We heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us. The ahava that we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't stay in our kelim. We went completely out of control until Paruch HaNishmosim al derech the toich harutz of ahava not of aviyu in the Mishkan. That's what we're preparing ourselves for. Purim, Kom Rabba, V'shachter Rebzeir. Whenever there's Ava, there's always a Paruch HaNishmosim floating around over there. Because that's the Moedika Ava. You got Ava Mekakela Sashura, and that's Taka why it's dangerous. The person's got to control his Ava. The Eibishter wants a person to be down here. And this leg will just finish up with what we just said. And the Heilige Rav Shitzer writes in that Nakuda, that Klal Yisrael, the Paruch HaNishmosim, they died, the first two Dibros, and then they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabar Ata Imonu V'Nishmo. You speak to us. If Hashem speaks to us again, we're going to die again. If afraid the heading of Rapshitza, I'm dying, they were scared to die because they wanted to eat and live another few years in the Midbar. Hare, when it means that Klal Yisrael died, it means they went up with the Meroid Vekas, they couldn't stay down here anymore. Like Rav Akiva, Kol Yoma, Yisim Yitzdaya. Why do they ask Moshe Rabbeinu? Let them here, let them die again. And hopefully they'll stay up there. The Eishah keeps on reviving them. They want to go up there, they don't want to be down here. So why were they begging Moshe Rabbeinu? Da ba'atam mon avinishmo. So the head of the Rav Shasar of Amoyin Dikazach. Mitzad, Klal Yisrael themselves. Why do they want to be up there? Who wants to be down here? Oh, but they were scared about Kvod Shemayim. The Eishah decided to be Megala Kvod Shemayim down here through Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael goes up, so who's going to be Megala Kvod Shemayim down here? So they didn't want to be selfish. If the guys all had been selfish, they would have asked to die. They didn't want to be selfish. They cared about the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Magilui, Kvod Malchus Shemayim Boilam. And therefore they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Da Ba'atem Onav Nishma, who's going to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah other than us? And therefore we have to stay down here as you speak to us. Again, you see the same Nakuda. Hazam Mordeka Ava, Kamayim Aponim Aponim. We have to feel to Rabbeinu Shalom that we have to feel a bechino baruch nishmas. So what does it mean over here? Obviously, the Eibishter doesn't want anybody to go up. It means that if we're willing to be moisa nefesh, to put in the extra effort to get up a shtickle earlier, to stay up a shtickle later, or not to be mesiach das, to try to focus beichus in the learning, and try to focus bekamus, go beyond. Is that's considered a mesiach nefesh? That shows a moideka ava. This is the zman taka to go beyond. And that's why taka the whole Indian of Rashbi, the whole Indian of Lag Boimer, the Gilui of Pnimis HaTorah, again, it's something that a person's got to have a lot of Yigi and a lot of Kedusha of Tahara to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, as a Hachon of Chag HaShavuos, Ke'ilu, all these Bechinas, all these tidbits of Ava, of Pnimis HaTorah, of Ava Kirish Be'esh, that's the Esh that we light in Lag Boimer, to show the burning desire that we have to be Dovah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we Zoichem Etz Hashem Lag Boimer, Chag HaShavuos, Etz Hashem, Haba Aleinu L'Toivah, to the Mayim, K'mayim Aponim, Dibah Hashem Imochem. And that's the Ava of the Kruvim. The Ava of the Kruvim. What was inside the Orin? Inside the Orin was the Heilige Torah. What's on top of the Orin? The Kruvim, ponim upon him. The Ava, the Amoridika Ava, the Ava of the Kruvim. And that's what we're preparing ourselves for, and that's what we're focused for, Mitzvah Shem. Devisha Helfen, Kavshim Yizorich Ataka, to switch from the Avoid of Sumira to a healthy Avoid of Asay Toiv. And that Avoid of Asay Toiv should precede the Sumira, and we shouldn't need the Sumira anymore. Miroiv Eish. That should burn out, the Eish of the Yitzhahara. And Kavshim Yizorich Ataka to the Pascha of Moson. Zoichat Gilim Mashiach Tzikeinu, Gilim Malchus Shemayim Bo'ilam, Amen.